It will come to pass in the day that the remnant of Israel, and those who have escaped from the house of Jacob, will no more again lean on him who struck them, but shall lean on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. A remnant will return, even the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, Israel, are as the sand of the sea, a remnant will be kept safe. For he will fulfill the word and decisively, overflowing in righteousness, because the Lord will carry out the word decisively in the midst of the earth. Therefore the Lord of hosts says, My people who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian, though he strike you with the rod, and lift up his staff against you, as Egypt did. For yet a very little while, and the indignation against you will be accomplished, and my anger will be directed to his destruction. God will stir up a scourge against him, as in the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. His rod will be over the sea, and he will lift it up like he did against Egypt. It will happen in that day, that his burden will depart from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. He has come to Aiath. He has passed through Migron. At Michmash he stores his baggage. He went through the pass. He has lodged at Geba. Ramah trembles. Gibeah of Saul has fled. Cry aloud with your voice, daughter of Galim. Listen, Lisha. You poor Anatoth. Madmah is a fugitive. The inhabitants of Gebim flee for safety. This very day he will halt at Nob. He shakes his hand at the mountain of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Look, the Lord of hosts, will lop the boughs with terror. The tall will be cut down, and the lofty will be brought low. He will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon will fall by the mighty one.